This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need.
Going to have a house party, we're going to have an office party, we're going to have a, as they say in New England, a patty, and the pattiers are
not in order of, let's see, do we do this alphabetically? We've never really done, Jennifer Horn would be, you know, she, yeah, before Victoria, yeah, that would be, Kara would get first billing, though, even oh, before me.
That's how I like it.
Ah, sure. DJB. For 12/27/16, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the control. So yesterday, Jennifer and I and Rich McFadden spent a good deal of time talking about how Christmas was. And because Victoria and Kara were not here, and many of you are part of our family, maybe we'll just spend a couple of minutes before we get into the good, the bad, and the ugly from this day, this week, this month, this year. What was really good? Never mind, I don't want any bad or ugly from your Christmas. I just want to know what was good about what you did with your families or friends. Victoria, what was the best part of the highlight of your Christmas weekend?
Well, we were really lucky our whole weekend. There was no drama or anything. We had a wonderful time. And getting to see extended family and introducing Lewis to some cousins that he's never met before was really the highlight for me. It was really fun. Yeah.
Did they like him?
Oh, they loved it. They're very happy. Really? I mean, we're getting married in June, so everyone's really happy for us. So it was really nice.
Really? How long? Well, never mind. I was going to ask a wise guy a question. So the family and friends' presents galore? Was there a moderation of presents? Did you get what you wanted? Was Santa good to you?
Yeah, I mean, I said a while ago that I wanted a blender, and my brother got me a really great, like, big Ninja blender. So I was very happy with my blender.
Ooh, those are simple.
I'm simple, so yeah, it's a practical gift.
Easy, yeah, that's right. That's a good thing to do, and it wasn't overdone, which is what happens oftentimes. You get overcooked, too much stuff. You go get too much stuff. You have too many expectations.
Yeah.
And then after that, the expectations are not met, and you get men. That's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about family, friends, exchanging love, stories, good stuff, little food, yada, yada. But mostly that atmosphere, that scent, that feeling that we have. I think I was a little, I wasn't sure how I felt when I was in Israel last week about that Christmas feeling. Jennifer's been around me a long time, so she knows how I get in the month of December. And it does usually build up to a nice crescendo on Christmas, the goodwill and stuff. And I think I have a lot of that. It's more personally directed this year than it was last year, especially when you look around and see this crazy, stupid stuff that's going on in the malls with the fake news. I mean, this is really getting out of control. I don't mean to go down a downer road here, but I'm looking at all these malls that were yesterday disrupted by people claiming, yelling in the mall. There was a gunshot fired, and there wasn't. And then social media picks up on it. It's chaos in a dozen or 14 malls spread pretty much across the country. But once it happened at one, you know, it doesn't take any time at all for that stuff to spread. So somebody else has got an idea. They hear at the mall in Ohio, and then there's a mall in North Carolina, and then there's one in Ohio, Colorado. And it just keeps going, and how do we get away from these things to keep our lives from being spoiled by things that are not true, that aren't real? I think that's the challenge of 2017, for me anyway. Maybe we'll spend some time talking about that. I find there are a lot of new normals from this past year that I don't like. And so the fact that we had a pretty good Christmas across the country, the weather's kind of raising hell with people in the upper Midwest, and the flights and stuff are a little screwy. I'd be interested to see if it affects. I'm flying from Florida to California today. It'd be very interesting to see whether the storm in the north will affect the travel in the south. But anyway, back to what Victoria was saying about how her family really felt good about her fiance Lou. That's do you call him Lou or Louis? What do you call him?
Well, we all call him Louis, and every once in a while, yeah, when I'm lazy, I say Lou.
Really? But it's never Luigi or anything like that.
Right.
What would
no.
you respond? How would you respond to Luigi?
No.
He's very Italian. He's very Italian. Very
well,
Italian.
I mean, his family's been here since the 1800s, so they're not, like, off the boat. But, yes, they are.
New one.
They're 100%. I'm the first one who's non-Italian marrying into the family, so.
Wow. You must really be under scrutiny then.
Yes. We're like that movie Brooklyn.
Yeah. But you'll be fine. You'll pay. You know how to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so, Kara, with you, what happened that was good? What did you feel toward your family or the people that you spent time with?
Oh, yeah, mine was really nice, too. We typically, I guess I'm lucky in that we don't really have the drunk uncle scenario that causes a lot of drama. So it was nice. On Christmas Eve, I went to my uncle and aunt's house and saw my dad's side of the family and, you know, ate a whole bunch of food and just hung out for a couple hours and listened to music, and everyone just sat around and talked. And then the next morning, we got up and we went to my grandfather's house, and I met my sisters and both of their significant others there. And, you know, we ate dinner and sat around for a couple hours and opened all of our presents. And I'm very practical and got a very nice vacuum, so I'm excited about that. Blenders and vacuums, all kinds of exciting stuff. And then we
super
went
super romantic.
My one of my sisters, well, romantic. My Christmas was not exactly. It was for my parents, so it was not like it was a significant other giving that to me. And then we went to my sister's. She just got a new house in July. And we had one of those white elephant games, only we call it Greedy Santa, because we basically fight over presents. But good natured fighting. That was the only drama of the week.
So there are a bunch of presents in a room, and then you divvy up the presents. They're all open, so you see what they are, and you,
well,
how do you play that?
So there were 20 of us, and everybody gets a number from 1 to 20. And then there's enough gifts for everybody. And so the person who has 1, they go first, they open a present, and they keep that. And then the next person who goes, who's number 2, they decide if they want that present or if they want to open a new one. So they can either steal that present if they really like it, or they can open a new one. And so it gets to a point when you've got like 10 presents open and everybody going after that. There's some good ones at that point, so a lot of people are stealing. And then, you know,
that's the same thing as a Yankee swap, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
There's a ton of different names for it, but because we're all extended family, everyone, you know, people are either married or they're siblings, so everybody creates teams and they work together to try and get the thing that they really want. So
nice.
Yeah. So, but it was a lot of fun.
We were here live yesterday and reflecting on some of this stuff, and we all, I think, thought we had. I had a wonderful, quiet Christmas, and it was one of the best that I've had, actually, that I can think of for a long time. We spent a couple of really good days together. And I think that always helps to solidify, and relationships are the most important thing. The gifts, it's nice to get nice gifts.
Right.
So what are you doing to solidify your relationship with the people who are giving you the gifts? I think the assumption is if somebody gives you something, they care about you. If they give you something because they feel like they have to, I just chuck it. I wouldn't want to have a gift from somebody. I mean, it used to be fun when we were kids to get this big pile of stuff and rummage through it all the time. But you're an adult now. And the most important thing is how you have your adult relationships. And Christmas can be, because of the benevolence that comes from people, just giving. I was thinking about charities yesterday, and we talked a good deal about how it is. I mean, there's a practical side to charities. You can give in this next week and have it as a deductible. A lot of people are generous. And then I looked at something that I haven't looked at. You know, the number one need in our country for organ transplant. What do you think the number one organ in the country is that is most likely to fail? You know? Anybody know what I'm saying? Yes?
A heart, maybe? That's
nope.
Probably difficult.
Kidney.
Kidney, yeah.
Is that right?
The American Kidney Fund is one of the largest charities in the country. They have a budget of $250 million a year that is spent to find, procure the kidneys and to have the donors. And so they're, $250 million doesn't sound like a lot under the circumstances. I mean, look at the Red Cross budget and how they squander billions of dollars every year. But this is a program that helps pay insurance premiums for people who need dialysis or they need kidneys replaced. But it's all about kidney failure. They have been very efficient There is a government agreement, and this is where I sort of hiccup a little bit here, because they are, the government regulates what they have, what they do and how they distribute their aid. They say they have to have a patient's financial need as a consideration. So people who have either got money or access to money get the kidneys before people who don't have money. And that's on, and this is really, I don't know whether this is what was meant by the government getting involved in it, but why should the government be involved in this at all? The Kidney Foundation is very likely able to find the people who need them and figure out how to help them. But the government has stepped in the last couple of years and really messed this all up, fouled it up to a fare-thee-well. So that needy patients who are at clinics where they really need the kidney, and the American Kidney Foundation can find ways of, they've got all the records, they know what people are, what the ability is, and it isn't based on, or hasn't been based on money, it's been based on how close are you to death. But because the government got involved a couple of years ago, I think most people don't even know this, do you? I mean, I don't
know.
No, I didn't know this until I looked at it yesterday. The government got involved and said, no, you must judge everybody according to this. And it was a financial equation that was put together, so that if you, between insurance and whatever you can match it with in your own private donations, the Kidney Foundation, then you decide, but it has to be not based on need, but ability to pay for what it costs to get it done. I think that's atrocious, frankly. And it's just another example of the government messing things up. And hopefully, this is the kind of quiet stuff that you don't hear anything about that has been done by fiat in some circumstances, or some things thrown onto the end of a bill and it gets all contorted and distorted. The government should have nothing to do with charities. Shouldn't be telling people how to do this, especially when it comes out so wrong. I mean, it's another formula that I'm sure somebody thought was good and it was going to be helpful, but at the end of the day, it wasn't. It's kept, the people who are dying because they don't have enough money. The Kidney Foundation says, okay, this is a perfect match for you, but because you don't have the money in your insurance or the you know, they have certain, the Kidney Foundation has certain criteria to meet whatever the insurance payments are, so they cover their costs. That's what they're supposed to do by mandate. The people that run it say, okay, we're going to do this, but every one of these things has to be done in a way so that we are at least covering our costs with insurance or the help from others. But they, but what really is going on is the government is telling them, in a sense, who to give the kidneys to. I can't think that that's right. Do you think that's right? Under the circumstances?
The government endorsed kidneys, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
So weird.
It is weird.
I don't know. I wonder, do you know when this started, or do we just, is it now just being,
it was in the last couple, 3 or 4 years. I know it's happened the last couple, 3 or 4 years. But apparently there are a number of these things that have happened as a result of the health care bill that nobody has talked about. This was part of the a reworking of some aspect of the health care bill. And it just is, it, for me, it's just wrong. And it isn't, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to add fuel to the fire to fix these sorts of things, but it's one of those little nuances that's so important. And we don't, we have so many laws, we have so much obstruction of justice in this case. I mean, these people want to give the kidney to the people who need them, period. Not whether you got enough money to pay for them, but what do you, but the government says you must give these to some, in some, the circumstances where you give, you make a decision, make sure that you're paying your costs. That's what they said. Instead of just, okay, this guy really needs it, let's get it to him as fast as can. Or who's ever on a list. I that's the kind of thing I hope we are able to change. But more than anything else, it's knowledge, you see. Knowledge is power, and knowing that, that goes on. Something I never would have expected before. You think somebody got a kidney, there's a list, and whoever's first on the list gets a kidney. No, that's not how it is. It ought to be that way, but it isn't. So, food for thought. I thought you'd like to have that information. 21 after the hour here. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Still conversation, although the biggest conversation I think was yesterday about George Michael. I was watching the CBS and ABC, one of the newscasts last night, supposedly a newscast. They devoted 4.5 minutes to the life of George Michael on the CBS Evening News. I just don't get, I mean, there was a story there in a package that probably lasts 40, 50 seconds, but to go on and on for 4.5 minutes, I thought it was very inappropriate. I don't think that's just me.
Inappropriate, really?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was inappropriate because it's more of, that's the kind of stuff that you fill up Inside Edition and Early Access and all that other stuff with. But that just shows you, in my mind, where the evening news has gone and why it really isn't the news. The news is George Michael is dead. Okay, we get it. That's news. But then you go through all of these other news. But with all the people and their comments about... you go up and down the street in England and they get 15 comments from people saying, oh, this is a shame, or this is a great loss, or some other bit of nuance that's nonsense from my point of view. And I'm not taking away from George Michael's accomplishments. I thought he was great, frankly. As a matter of fact, yesterday, you guys probably take a shot at me, too. Jennifer and I laughed when I said we started the we did 3 or 4 mentions of this yesterday on the program. And the first song we came up with was Last Christmas. And I said, yep, that was your last Christmas, George.
Come on, Doug. That was my joke. And I said, too soon. And you're like, we're going to do it anyway. Don't even, come on. You're like, oh, yeah, I had this great idea.
I give you credit where it works.
Please.
Anyway, so George Michael is still dead. One of the things that has...
Lord.
What are you going to do about it now? George Michael was the first celebrity to appear with James Corden on Carpool Karaoke before the sketch became an important part of his late-night CBS show. So do we have any audio from that Carpool Karaoke?
Call me back. Anything you want to, baby, George, and I know, that you say, come on, and I know I made you happy with that one thing that you never had, baby, I'm your bed, I love
I'm gonna
you
bet.
So
that this, although not as massive as the Adele carpool karaoke, this is going to get into the millions with hits. Really, maybe already has.
This came out late yesterday afternoon, and yeah. Ben Winston, who is the co-creator of X Factor UK with Simon Cowell, he produced this little bit for Comic Relief, which is Red Nose Day over in the UK. James Corden was an actor and everything there, and so he's in driving, he's playing a character, he wasn't even playing himself, and he's driving along in this beat-up station wagon, and his friend George Michael is in the front seat. And so George Michael wants to go to Comic Relief, and James Corden, in a very funny way, says, "You can't go because you're a joke, George. Comic Relief is about helping people like you." And so it's a very funny moment, and then they start singing to make George feel better because he's sulking. Ah. And then that literally turned into Carpool Karaoke.
Good.
Which a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
I thought the weirdest thing that came out of this is when George Michael was just coming up. Obviously, he was in a group called Wham with Andrew Ridgely, and no one really knows what ever happened to Andrew until he made some comments about George Michael. And so one of the things that have surfaced is what happened to Andrew Ridgely from Wham. Apparently, he's a cyclist now, if you were wondering that question.
Really?
Like, I did do a little research.
Like, yeah, Tour de France?
Yeah, like, he's married to a chick from Bananarama, and he loves to ride his bike. He likes the private life, and he and George Michael stayed friends through all these years. I thought there was like a big rift between the two of them, but I did not.
He was
Wham
too?
Yeah.
Okay. There's some interesting advice Frank Sinatra had for George Michael. It turns out back in 1990, when Michael was 27 years old, he gave an interview to the L.A. Times, and he said he got some interesting... Frank Sinatra basically told him to loosen up and swing, man. Talent must not be wasted. Those who have it, and you obviously do, are this would not have been about you. Trust me, I've been there, said Sinatra to George Michael. 28 past the hour.
Compassion in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard someone say that it's easier to run a 60-second ad about locking people up and throwing away the key than it is to try to explain why rehabilitating people is the smarter thing to do. Really? I don't believe that. In fact, I'm willing to give it a shot right now. If someone goes to prison and is slated to return to society someday, the same society in which you, your children, and your loved ones live, wouldn't it make more sense to help teach that person a better path than to just teach him more effective ways to be a criminal? Would you want a bitter, angry, institutionalized person sharing your community with you? Or would you rather that person, regardless of whatever mistakes he made, come out of prison being a better person? I honestly don't even think I needed the full 60 seconds to ask you that. For more on compassion, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888- 888-938-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 4686 1-800-656-4686.
And I can promise you that you'll always be my best friend till the end when we part.
Doug Jennifer Victoria, the DJ B Experience. Kara Schillen, let's see, it's Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Why'd I put her before Victoria Keelan? I don't know why I did that. I'm still thinking alphabetically. Hello. Day after Christmas, how is everybody doing? Listen to this story about Amanda Brown. Amanda Brown is from Melbourne, Australia. She has been a bicycler in a sense. She went to class at the University of Florida, liked it there, brought her bike from Australia. She put together a group of 30 riders over the Christmas holiday and decided that she was going to pedal her bicycle from Maine to California. This past month, she pedaled with some of these people. She started from in Portland, Maine. And she has bicycled over the course of the month 3,925 miles, 78 days. So you must start before the 1st of December. Better do it earlier in the year. She ended up in Santa Barbara, Jen, raising $4,650 for charity, 16 days along the way working at affordable
housing construction sites. Kind of like, if I am not mistaken, this is sort of like Habitat for Humanity, but I don't think it's the same thing, Victoria. Is it these places that she found? I don't know what the charity was.
A similar idea, but I don't think it's named Habitat for Humanity. But yes.
Apparently she's pretty good at roofing and drywalling.
and cycling.
Stuff like that.
And that's a long
So there's
trek.
A group of 30 people that went on this trek, managed by Bike and Build, which is a nonprofit that supports a lot of affordable housing groups building across the country. So they have bike rides, and they go to certain areas, and they stop and spend a day, and they work on the house, and then they move on. So it does a couple of things. It gets people enthusiastic about these sort of things, but it also gives them coverage so people will know, you know, this is a story. Some news media guy, a local reporter, or somebody that's clever, or even people on social media paying attention to this. This is how these... I never heard of this group before. Now I pay attention to them because I like the idea of Habitat for Humanity. I think they do a lot of great work. And I didn't know anything about Habitat for Humanity until Jimmy Carter got involved. I think that was the first time I ever heard of Habitat for Humanity. So now there's another one of these things called Bike and Build, and I'm sure if you Google it, you can find a lot of different things that they have done. This is the latest, courtesy of this woman and these other riders who went... I just can't imagine riding a bike across the country, especially through the Rocky Mountains. Oh, my God, what a horrible... But, you know, if you have a for something, a lot of people really are in... Whatever their favorite sport is, swimming, riding horses, you know, what is it, basketball, golf... People have a passion for it, and it really drives a lot of decisions that people make with their lives. And so in this case, this is somebody, this is a perfectly selfless act as far as I can see. I'm surprised that she only raised $4,600.
Oh, you just read my mind. I didn't want to be cynical,
that's not
but
a lot, yeah.
78 days on a bike, and 16 of those 78 days you're roofing and tiling and building.
Yeah. At least probably not getting the word out was the issue. I mean, because we're hearing about it now, but I mean, it probably would have helped to hear about it beforehand, maybe to raise more money.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing with these. Jennifer, you know as well as I do, having done this for a long time, it's hard to get people's attention. How many press releases do you get a day at CRN?
Oh,
how many do I get? You get email from all these people, and, you know, you just kind of, okay, yep, there's another piece of paper that I
can use. How many avenues are there now? I mean, there's social media and everything, but, you know, it's like finding that needle in the haystack when actually something goes viral. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, but again,
it doesn't mean that you should only do this for attention. I mean, maybe she does it once, you can keep doing it again, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is the kind of stuff I'd like to spend time on this week. The winners of the year, things that were done. Most people are going to talk about what happened this past year. And we'll look at terrorism. We'll look at things like the crazy drunk driving stats. My God, I saw this and I almost fell off my chair. The average day in America sees 28 people getting killed in DUI accidents. Do you know that? The average day for drunk driving deaths. And as it turns out, about half of them, especially depending on where you are, like where we are, Jennifer, well, I'm in Florida this morning, but tomorrow I'll be in California, the number of illegals, immigrants that are here illegally, and the amount of activity that they're causing, they're involved in many of these things. And then you wonder, the other side of it is, I don't know how many people look at, what happens to the person who is responsible, the drunk driver that kills somebody? I was looking at this woman, Christine Alexander, who got into a car accident. She was intoxicated. She had a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit. She didn't even think she was drunk. She thought she was fine to drive, so she did. You see, that's what happens a lot with these people. So she's driving down the road, she crashes into her boyfriend's motorcycle, and he gets killed. She's following him on the way home and runs into him and kills him. So drunk.
I think it is so much easier than it used to be for people not to drunk drive. I mean, you have Uber, you have Lyft, you have a lot more people who are conscientious about not having too many drinks and driving. So the only thing I can think of is the people that are actually on the road and are drinking are the ones who are like, oh no, I'm fine, number one, or number two, who are just so wasted that they don't know that they're drunk and they get in the car because it's their habit.
Right.
Where did this take place? Do you know where this was?
This was...
Is this a rural area, or... I mean, that's the only thing I can think of why people don't Uber. I mean, everybody, or call a local cab company or something, you know, unless you're really in a remote area where there is no other option.
I don't, you know, I'm looking at the road, a picture of the road where the accident happened, but it doesn't identify what community. No, I don't see anything in here about a community. I'm sure if I could Google it, it would come up, Christine Alexander.
Yeah.
But what it does is point out the need for, I thought that we had these new keys that required you to breathe. I've forgotten. We talked about this
definitely
last year.
After,
about this time.
That's after your drunk driving offense. I think you get the little breathalyzer.
So the court says they give you a key. You can't get into your car. But it's after the first offense.
That's usually for first offenders. Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's one of those things. Just to be, anytime we can remind people of this, because this week, this past week is a big party time, and then this next weekend will be even more of a party time for people who don't have any common sense. We just stay home. We have for the last 5 years. I don't think, no, we've been bed at 10 o'clock. Well, normally I'm doing a radio program the next day anyway. This year we won't because New Year's comes on Sunday like Christmas did. But it's just, you know, what has happened to common sense? And not having you be so focused on you. What about, okay, so you drink and you want to enjoy yourself, fine, have a couple of drinks if you can handle it. But then to be so selfish as to, oh, I'm fine, I'll get in the car and drive home. When your alcohol content, the blood alcohol level is twice what the normal is. You mean, come on, man, you must have some clue as to how you really are. And then the people who are around you, it's not like these things are done in a vacuum, right? Some people say, oh, yeah, you'll be okay to get home. It's only a couple of miles. Well, that's when it happens.
I mean, maybe the boyfriend.
She runs over her boyfriend on a motorcycle.
Maybe he was drunk, too. Maybe he didn't think that there was a problem with her getting behind the wheel.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know that there's way too much of this stuff. And I'm not even taking into account the illegal immigrants that are involved in as many of these accidents as they are. In a moment, I'm going to review the movie Fences that I saw last night. And maybe you can tell by my tone what my attitude will be toward it. I don't even know that I have. I have a different attitude toward it this morning than I did last night when I saw it. I'll tell you what I said, and I'll tell you what Meredith said. And then any of you who have seen it, the rest of you seen it? Any of you seen it? Denzel Washington movie that's out?
No.
Viola
no.
Davis? Yeah. You may not want to after I tell you. But you may want to after I give you my 2 cents worth on it. But I'm going to tie it to what some other celebrities are saying about how life is in this country from their perspective if you are a person of color. 43 past the hour on the DJV Experience here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
A 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers. Like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree in. Indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More than 15,000 children in the United States will be diagnosed with cancer this year. Though there is no one particular sign, parents should be vigilant about certain symptoms.
Leukemia often presents as persistent fevers, or pallor, or bruising, or swollen lymph nodes. For bone tumors, if pain from a strain or a strain doesn't go away with conservative management after a couple of weeks, then you need to start thinking about more sinister and serious causes such as cancer.
Dr. Carola Arndt says new treatments for childhood cancer offer hope. In one recent study of a cancer called neuroblastoma,
demonstrated that those patients treated with very aggressive therapy plus immune therapy had a significantly improved survival rate So that's very, very exciting, and that led to approval of that drug by the FDA.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are considered gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 45 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, and Kara Schillen. There I did it again. I want Victoria to be third, and then I
know. What is going on? I'll
go back to sleep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
All right, so last night, Meredith and I went to see, we love to go to the movies, and we've seen a couple of good movies in the last couple of days.
Did you get popcorn every time?
Fences. Well, she gets popcorn and tries to keep me from eating it. And then we shared, when we went to the movies on Friday night, was last night. Last night was Sunday. So we went to the movies on Saturday night. Late Saturday afternoon, Christmas Eve, and we got two boxes of popcorn. And then, but last night we only had one. But I really wasn't. No, actually, we didn't get any last night because we had a late lunch. Yeah, but she'll get irritated with me if I eat all the popcorn.
Yeah.
Side story, Jennifer. Thank you.
No problem.
The urgency for people of color and poor people to get the message across, and I don't know whether this takes place in 1954, 5, 6, like in there. And the play, yes, was it was Denzel Washington playing Troy, who's the lead character, and Viola Davis, his wife, in the movie. James Earl Jones played the lead on Broadway or off-Broadway, and I don't know who the female lead was. But for those of you who don't know the story, I won't give it away. It just is a powerful story about an ignorant man who lives life inside of a shell, and what he does to confront his demons during it. And again, not a great Christmas movie, but not as bad as that one from Ben Affleck of the, you know, the murdering cutthroats during the... I always love these movies that come out of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Ben Affleck vehicle at the moment is just an atrocious, garbage-filled mayhem, murder, just awful. And I'm surprised at him for getting involved in something like that. Anyway, back to the Fences movie. The thing that made me... I was very uncomfortable for the first hour, and both of us went to sleep for a while, and then we were going to leave, and then we got in, we sort of... The
so
story
did you actually say, hey, do you want to take a nap, Mayor, before we leave, or did you just
We both fell asleep because the annoyance of listening to Denzel Washington talk and talk, no, it wasn't. It was just... But when I started thinking about it, is how, during that era, when most people who are alive and prominent today were not around, I'm thinking about the 50s, and the minorities in this country and how they were treated in the service. It wasn't until 1954 the black man could go take a pee with white men in a latrine. Did you know that? It was 1954. Eisenhower changed the rules. And that kind of stuff
did
was
the South
prominent.
Get the memo on that? Because I thought that was much later on before that was allowed.
No, well, it took a long time for it to trickle down, but the law was changed in the 50s. But, yeah, it took a lot longer. That's what one of the things that spurred the 64 demonstrations was that white men and black men couldn't get a little latrine together.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. Never mind voting. So, I don't know. I just, if you're looking for a movie to see and you want to be annoyed and upset and think of, you know, all those things together, then you might want to see Fences. Other than that, maybe you should go somewhere else. 10 minutes before the hour here.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com.
FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Time for technology to be in the focus here. This is one of the parts of the program that a lot of people look forward to. Those who are technically challenged, this is for you. That's why I pay lots of attention. You'll notice I don't talk much during Tech Talk. I listen. Victoria's got a couple of updates for us on Snapchat and the relationship they have with Uber. And some of the important downloads. The records are out. A lot of people tracking what you bought or how you used your apps during the Christmas season. Hanukkah also is this week as well, so I'll give you a report on that coming right up here on Tech Talk.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy compared with gasoline and minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com and Mobil.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And
this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, man.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
All right, 56 past the hour, Tech Talk time. Victoria has had a nice Christmas. She's probably used some of these downloads. The top Christmas and Hanukkah app downloads are...
Well, Fitbit. A lot of Fitbit trackers, you know, those watches that track all of your health stats.
Yeah.
Fitbit was the number one app downloaded on Sunday morning. So that is a pretty good indication that there were a lot of Fitbits given for Hanukkah, which was Saturday night, was the first night, and for Christmas, which is, it's a great thing. I mean, people are trying to get healthier in the new year, so this is when people want to, you know, start up their New Year's resolutions. So it seems like that's the hot gift that I don't know anyone really expected. Fitbit, you know, when you talk about tech gifts, Fitbit, it was Amazon and Amazon Echo and Alexa and things like that. They were also in the top 5 and top 10, but I don't know that Fitbit was expected to be number 1, so we'll see how long people stick with it.
Who would have thunk it? Meanwhile, Snapchat and Uber are teaming up. What's the story behind the story here, Victoria?
This, to me, is kind of weird, but it's also fun at the same time. Snapchat and Uber have special filters that only work when you're inside an Uber car on the go. So you can now, I don't know, Doug, if you've used Uber recently, but I know in California you tend to use it, right?
I haven't.
When you're out in L.A.
I've used it in California. I've used it in other places, usually airport connections.
Right.
And I have found them always to be satisfactory, frankly.
Well, here's a new update, which I don't know if you know about with Uber. You don't need to go to a destination anymore. You can Uber to a person. So, like, if your son says, Dad, I'll meet you on the corner of whatever, you can actually Uber right directly to him based on where his Uber phone pings. I don't know if you knew that there was an update there. So you could meet him in the middle of a field. You can meet him wherever. But so now they've also...
So somebody, the Uber guy would bring me to that.
Yeah, right to that. Yeah, that instead of a destination being a restaurant or a building or whatever, address, it's now Uber to a person. Yeah. So now, while you're on your way to this new person that is your new destination, Snapchat has a bunch of filters that let your friends know that you're on the way. So it's a fun way to distract you, make your ride better. I think this is part of Uber's attempt to, you know, take away from some of the bad publicity they've had between drivers and passengers and interactions, and this is a fun new way that Snapchat's on board.
I find it, I'm offended by the way some people are trying to push Uber out of business because they've been successful, and you get to be successful and somebody just wants to take a shot at you. I think Uber's services, it's become a little expensive, but I still think the idea is fabulous. What they created is a great American business, frankly, all over the world.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.